I think kulamagatsha amaningi azokulwisa lokhu enkantolo ngoba I think invasion of e-privacy kusho ukuthi abantu sekumele bavethwe ukuthi bakhuluma kanjani ku-social media kubo-Facebook labo-Twitter. I think kuviolate i-constitution le. Ngingazi njalo ngoba ma ungakabi i-citizen yala noma isivakashi sala ukuthi constitution ithini, but ngokwazi kwami noma uyisivakashi uza ngevisa i-constitution iyakuprotekta. So mina ukubona kwami ngibona ungathi kulama ama-civic organization afana labo USCLA azokulwisa lokhu kakhulu ngoba ngoba kwa-unconstitutional, ngoba ku-invade i-privacy yabantu, ngoba abantu abasakwazi ukukhululeka ku-Facebook naku-Twitter besesaba khona lokhu ukuthi bazoncitshwa ama-visa, ngoba kusho ukuthi umuntu o-criticize u-Trump-ke oke wa-criticize u-Trump eminyakeni edlulileyo emhlanu le kasakwanisi bangamncitsha i-visa based on that, and I think ukuthi lokho kuviolate i-free speech.
Kodwa alubana bethe bakuphatha ngendlela okhuluma ngayo bathi nxa wake wachothoza umongameli weMelika awusayiphiwa i-visa kuyabe kungayisikho kuphatha umthetho ngendlela engayisiyo na?
Akakhulu, I think yiko abakubiza abuse ye office ke lokho, ngoba mase kuthiwa upresident akusenamele angachothozwe abantu sebezojeziswa ngokuthi bachothoze upresident eminyakeni edlulileyo bese bencitshwa amavisa. I think yiko abuse ye office nje. That's why ngisho ngithi ngokubona kwami ama-civic organizations amaningi, ama-civil rights organizations azowulwa lo mthetho omusha lo ukuthi ungaphumeleli. Siyazi Trump wenzela ama-elections abuyayo eminyakeni ozayo ngo-2020, ngoba siyazi ukuthi i-campaign yakhe ka-2016 yayiqine kakhulu endabeni ze-immigration, lokuthi uzozama ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi avimbele abantu abaningi ababuya ngaphandle ukuthi bangenele izweni leli. So siyakubona-ke lokhu ukuthi really ukwenzela i-base yakhe ukuthi izithembiso zakhe azenzayo lokhu esaqhubeka ngazo eqinisela phambili ngazo izithembiso azenzayo ukuthi bamvotele futhi eminyakeni ozayo kukhetho oluzayo.
Kodwa bona abakahulumende ka-Trump bengazivikela ngokuthi le yindlela yokwenqabela izigelekeqe ukuza eMelika. Awukuboni kungumqondo lakho lokho?
Well, bekuvele ukhona umthetho onjalo obubhekane labantu abazakala beke bavakashela emazweni azwayo ukuthi alobutororo obuthize obenzakalayo. Bekuvele kuyinto ebi require ukutholeni visa, ngoba ma ukhangela i-application yakho niyasho ukuthi uwavakashela yini ilizwe elithize lelithize, and then ma ukuthi uthe uyasho ukuthi uke waya kulawo mazwe, then bese bedimanda-ke enye information yokuthi uvakashele lapho for ini, ubusuyodinga lapho. So into ebikhona kodwa le ukuthi sokuyi-blanket lokhuzana manje sibala wonke umuntu o-aplayela i-visa ukuthi sokumele adlule lapho aveze ama-akhawunti akhe we-social media. I think sokuyikuphusha ngamandla okuncindezela abantu